Promise, Part 4, by Stefan Jacobson. Narrated by Chris Jenkins for Saga. 4. Nina dreamed she was being assaulted by a strange, large animal. It had the head of a bear and the body of a tiger. One of her arms was in its jaws, being ripped off.
"Go away," she muttered.
"Stop!"
"Nina!"
She opened her eyes. The relief of not being dismembered by a mythological creature was quickly replaced by annoyance at Clara, who was tugging hard on her arm, and the glaring light from the ceiling lamp. She sat up, pulling her arm back.
"What the hell?"
Clara was pale, and her pupils were huge. Alexander's face was in the doorway.
"It's Victoria. I'm really worried, Nina."
Nina looked over at Alexander, who nodded gravely.
"What time is it?"
3:30. She should have been home from a high school party 2 hours ago. She usually keeps her curfew. Nina sighed. "Teenagers, right? Maybe she's just having fun for once and lost track of the time. We never came home from parties before dawn, Clara." Alexander considered his mother curiously. Clara's hands lay in her lap. She had tears in her eyes.
"Times were different back then," she said unhappily.
Then she got to her feet. "I'll have to go out and look for her."
"Where?"
"I don't know. I have an address and I've tried calling her friends, but there was no answer." She stared pleadingly at Nina, who got up with a groan. She put on black training pants, a pair of running shoes and a dark windbreaker. Alexander smiled gratefully.
"Where are the car keys? And what's the address?"
"Shouldn't I come with you?"
asked Clara.
"I'm an owl. I can see in the dark. Besides, this isn't your kind of thing. It's better if you stay here and call me if she comes home, stinking of sour apple schnapps, puke and pisang ambon."
"What's pisang ambon?" Alexander asked. The houses grew grander, the trees older and older, the walls taller and taller, and the planting of surveillance cameras closer and closer as she twisted along the old residential rows down to Orsund. Then she spotted 4 pretty long-legged blonde high school girls of local breeding, clad in skimpy summer hot pants and absolutely shit-faced. They were gathered around the only solid point nearby, a lamppost, giggling hysterically. Behind the side wall was a thicket, and behind that was a little park with a pond. One of them was puking into the bushes. Another was resting her red G-string on her stilettos. She crouched, legs spread, peeing onto the verge. Nina stopped the car and rolled down the window. Their eyes were black and red in the glow of her powerful maglight, but they didn't seem to notice either her or Clara's BMW. "Hey, girls!" They screeched despacito, the summer's Latin monster hit. "Got the only key, know how to turn it on. Victoria Simonson, do you know her? Do you know where she is?" Indifferent, dull eyes, red lips and bleached white teeth, expensive handbags and shoes, spoiled upper-class brats without a clue. Nina got out of the car and grabbed one of the girls hard by her long blonde ponytail, forcing her face into the light from the street lamp. Disbelief closed the mouths of the other girls. She stared at them like an animal trainer, at their first meeting with a litter of lion cubs.
"Victoria Simonson, dammit, have you seen her?"
The urgency of her voice seemed to resonate with the beautiful brunette, who was obviously the least inebriated of them all. She put a hand on Nina's arm so that she released her friend's ponytail.
"I sing in the choir with Victoria. She was at the party, but she's got into a really serious argument with Frederick, her boyfriend, well, who was... They were shouting pretty loudly, but I think they made up in the end."
The girl swayed and gasped.
"Made up?"
"Hmm." She turned with difficulty, pointing into the dark park.
"I saw her go in there a little while ago with Frederick and a couple of his friends."
Nina straightened. The other girls nodded, shamefaced. Then a sharp scream cut through the darkness.
"Go home, now," Nina ordered. "You have families who are really worried about you. Go. Now."
She pulled her hair up under her black beanie and ran into the park, not making a sound on the dewy grass. Another scream.